And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And as promised, we've got Irene Tolitis from the Renters and Housing Union. G'day. How are you, Irene?
Hey, Annie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, good. And it's great to talk to you because the budget was such a frightful affair. And apparently renters should just go and buy a home.
Yeah, amazingly, Scott Morrison's come out with guns blazing, basically telling us exactly what we knew he felt about us, which, you know, unsurprising, I guess, to most of us, and a really, really massive disregard for everything that we experience as people in low income, particularly those of us who know that it's going to be on average more than $1 million now to buy a home. So, yeah,
well,
it was
It's fascinating because the treasurer has maintained that he's got the budget is a realistic approach to the threats to Australian society. And you represent people who are renters and are in low-income brackets. But, you know, talking to people who have two, you know, are in partnerships with two incomes, full-time incomes, they can't buy homes. So who's being unrealistic?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think for the people who we represent as renters, whether you're low income or not, we've got more than a third of the population in Australia are renting, and that number is growing every year because it is completely unaffordable to buy a house, and that's still growing as well. So it's kind of becoming more and more of a situation of the haves and have nots when it comes to housing. And the idea that we could actually have a stable and secure place of our own that we own is just such a pipe dream to most of us, regardless of our income stream. And it's interesting that Frydenberg came out so strongly about what the country needs in terms of its safety. And when we spoke to this as a response to that budget, that it's not defence weaponry that we actually need to spend money on in terms of protecting each other in this country. It's housing. It's like the basic sort of welfare that is required, the healthcare systems that are required in order to stop people going into homelessness and to actually keep each other safe. And we saw none of that in the budget that they announced.
They repeat things and take it for granted that everybody will believe what they say, basically, isn't it? Because the lived experience of people is just not, I mean, in precarious work, high rents, high prices for food even, services being undermined by the fact that they're being outsourced to private enterprise. When they actually should have a not-for-profit focus.
Yeah, absolutely. And also we're seeing the unregulation or the attempt to destroy regulation around responsible lending as well. So at the moment I've been seeing a lot more buy now, pay later schemes coming through, which is a really awful predatory form of basically debt chattelry, and we're seeing that's being advertised more and more for things like, you know, bread and milk and petrol.
Oh God!
So the idea that you would go into debt because you can't afford to buy bread and milk, and that debt stays around and grows, is a real concern that they are absolutely doing nothing about. If anything, they're deregulating it further, and that is now happening to people in rent also. So you can actually do a buy now, pay later scheme for your rent, probably using an app like Colmio or third-party payment apps where you are automatically subscribed to be have money taken out of your bank account automatically, regardless of whether it's there or not, and be in debt.
What a disgraceful government. I mean, I mean, it's ideological, their whole approach, the whole idea that they're governing for the entire population and that we're going to have a bright future is just such outrageous. I mean, what would you say about the little tax cuts and the one-off payments?
Oh, it's completely patronising and offensive that they've just thrown out breadcrumbs to us and expected us to come running. Even the amount of payment that they've offered is still scaled to how much money you already have. So the idea that, like, they can't even get that one right is pretty amazing. It's an obviously transparent bribe, but to think that even that means that the rich will get richer in that payment and the poor will continue to get poorer is just, yeah, pretty laughable. And everyone, I think everyone absolutely knows that getting $420 is absolutely not going to cover the rent that month, and absolutely not going to win them another term.
Oh, it's extraordinary. But the thing that really is an indicator of the steel heart of this particular government is that they've given $2 billion to the National Housing Finance and Investment Corp, a newly established corporation headed by real estate and property developers.
Mm.
That's amazing.
That was their commitment to housing spend, actually, in its entirety, as far as I could tell. And that corporation is headed by people who have made squillions out of student accommodation, property development, and community housing, private housing models. That is incredibly concerning, because if you actually go and look them up and read up about what they're providing and what their plan is, it's almost all to do with home ownership and, you know, making sure that people can buy their first home or their second home, and also developing private property. So it's really a pretty massive slap in the face that some of his mates that he's just going to go and give $2 billion to
real estate agents.
Yeah,
and developers.
It means absolutely nothing to everyday people who just, yeah.
You know, this is comparative to the slashing of public funds to public education that was in the budget, which is now being handed over to private schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, he's being absolutely blatant about it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely blatant. I mean, people really need to realise that this is these policies will directly undermine the social fabric of this country. I mean, and the people that are going to be feeling it are me and you.
Mm. Yep, totally, yeah. And I do also worry that, the conversation, the response from the Labor Party didn't necessarily respond explicitly to that housing question, and I know that it's probably only a 2-day cycle of news when Morrison says just buy a house, but nonetheless, I really hope to see some larger responses from the Labor government, Labor Party about what they intend to do with housing, because there does need to be more builds, and whether it's social or community or public. We've taken a very firm position that we need to see public housing built, because it is the most stable, it is the most secure, it is the lowest rent, and it's being tested and proved to have worked for hundreds of communities across the country. But we haven't seen a commitment to public housing just yet, at least, from the Labor Party, and we really, really hope to see that in the coming months.
Because what you're... your union is pointing out is that housing and these issues intersect to a whole range of insecurities within the country. And, for example, the claims put out by the Liberal federal government, I mean, absolutely full of holes, but that they're supporting women economically through this budget falls down completely when it comes to the issue of housing, doesn't it?
And the simple response to give women better safety nets is to actually just make more housing. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous and completely separate.
Simple, but too simple, man.
Yeah, anyone that knows what it's like to go through domestic violence or, you know, insecure work enough to mean that you don't know when you're, like, if you can make rent that month, knows that having secure and stable and affordable housing is going to help come through those issues, because so many of the cases of domestic violence we see really do stem at being stuck in a controlling environment that they have, they can't leave because they can't afford a new place. So, yeah, I think actually committing to spending on public housing would be a really, really good and simple way to address that issue immediately.
What's how can people get in contact with your union so that if they need support?
So you can reach out to us at rahu.org.au/join to become a member. And as soon as you sign up, one of our delegates will get in touch with you. And if you've got any rental issues at all, like of any kind, we can absolutely direct that straight through to our support team. We cover members who are in public, community or private housing, and we have membership across Victoria and in parts of Australia more broadly. So, yeah, basically, Renters and Housing Union, so rahu.org.au/join, and we can get in touch with you that way.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No worries. Cheers, Annie. Thanks so much for having me on.